This is an All Ears English bonus. This web class makes you a native.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner, Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
In today's bonus, we invite you to our upcoming web class, Three Things Natives Do That You Don't. We give you a sneak peek with idioms and slang that will make you sound like a native.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to All Ears English.
Hi, Jessica. I'd like to welcome you to All Ears English. How's it going?
I know neither of us are your typical hosts, but Aubrey and I, we've been on here together more and more lately, which I love. I love coming over to the All Ears English side. Aubrey, why are we making this very special appearance today?
Well, because we have a very special bonus coming up. Not a bonus. Today's the bonus. A web class, you guys. We're telling you about our upcoming web class, which is going to be amazing. You are going to learn slang, idioms, really important pronunciation rules. It is jam-packed with information you guys need. So you should go today and sign up at allearsenglish.com/native. And Jessica, why is that the title? Native.
Because guys, this web class is going to be so amazing. So the title of this web class is Three Things Natives Do That You Don't, How to Stop Sounding Like a Student. So we are going to teach you three different areas that you can't learn in a textbook. You can't teach yourself. These are three things you can only get from native conversations, right? So we're going to teach you connected speech rules that make listening difficult, that will help you sound more like a native when you're speaking. And then also, like Aubrey said, slang, idioms, transition phrases, like really natural ways that natives go off topic, that we organize our ideas. Guys, there's like five classes in one
right?
Web class.
Seriously, we're cramming it all in for you guys. You're going to want to take notes.
For sure. So guys, this web class is going to be on May 8th and May 10th, but grab your spot now, allearsenglish.com/native. Lindsay and I will be there live in person, guys. So sign up. So today, guys, we're going to give you a sneak peek into a couple, I almost said transitions, a couple vocab phrases that are very slangy. That I've never heard students use before, but natives do use them.
All the time. Yeah.
The first has to do with a very normal verb, buy, but natives use it in some really interesting ways. So what's the first phrase with buy?
right? So there's just the regular verb to buy something, right? Which just means to purchase. I'm going to buy this, right? And likely you have used that as a student, but natives use this as a phrasal verb to buy into, which means to believe something, right? If you're going to buy into that, means you give it some credibility. You think it might be true.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we often drop the preposition into, you know, we shorten it a lot when we're talking. So you can't say to buy into something for sure. That has another meaning too, is to like to purchase a position in something like stock and investing. So that has a few different meanings, right? But the one we're talking about today, to believe, and we often use it negatively, right? Like, I don't buy that, which means I don't believe it. We have so many interesting conversations in our group conversation program, Conversations and Coffee. And we've been talking about some superstitions on there lately, like ghosts and fortune telling. And this phrase has come up a lot. So guys, we want you to use this phrase when you're sharing opinions with your friends. Me personally, I buy all of it. I buy into everything. I believe all of it. So part of it is I'm gullible. And another thing is like the world is boring if you don't buy into stuff like that.
There's this hilarious idiom that I grew up saying to buy something hook, line, and sinker. So
oh,
if you really believe it, you say like, oh, I bought that hook, line, and sinker. It's like a fish that takes the hook and the line and everything because you bought it so hard. You believe this reminds me of April Fool's jokes. If you fool someone and they're like, oh, I bought that so hard. I bought that hook, line, and sinker because you really fooled them and they believed it.
Oh my God, that is so fun. You guys, listeners, please use some of these phrases today, yes. Even if you're just talking to yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, so much of connecting, of enjoying speaking English is choosing to take some risks sometimes and use phrases like we're teaching you today, you know, like really connect with just the fun side of communication. Okay, so let's move on, guys. We have one more word to focus on. Scam. And then to be very like slangy in conversation, you could turn it into an adjective and describe something as scammy, which is like just a fun word to say also. So a scam is like a scheme, a plan to trick you out of money, right? So it's like the conversation this came from, guys, we were talking about fortune tellers, and I think three of us believe that this is possible, but there are still a lot of scammy fortune tellers out there, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, exactly. One of us, I don't know if we should name names, one of us is like, that's so scammy. This is all very scammy.
So funny.
I mean, you'll have to get the conversation to hear it, right? To find out which of us does not believe in fortune telling.
Oh my God, that's so fun. So yeah, there are scams everywhere, right? I think often if we're talking about traveling and taking trips to other countries, I know as a tourist, there are always scams that you have to watch out for no matter where you go, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not a local somewhere, then you don't know, right? And it's
so easy. You
don't
know what stuff costs.
Yeah, right? So it's so easy to fall for these scams. Like, as soon as you land at the airport as a tourist, people are trying to scam you, right? Like, don't get a taxi. It's too hard. It's dangerous. Like, pay me $1,000 to drive you somewhere or whatever. Like, that's a scam. You don't have to do that.
I know. I have to tell you a quick story that my parents had posted something for sale on Facebook or somewhere online. And so we intentionally sort of tried to scam them. We like emailed them and said, I'm interested, but I want to pay you more than it's worth. And I need you to refund me the difference just to see if they would fall for it. And they did. They're like, yep, that sounds great. We'll do it. So I had to call my mom. I'm like, no, don't fall for scams.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Well, I'm glad you're watching out for your parents.
Right?
That's
to
so
protect
sweet.
Them.
Sweet. Yes. Okay, guys. So for more of very fun vocabulary, plus native pronunciation rules, plus native transition phrases for speaking, guys, sign up for this free live web class. Lindsay and I are so excited to hang out with you guys. So sign up, go to allearsenglish.com/native.
Yes, all right, awesome.
All right,
thanks, Jessica. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.